Chapter 1. Etta Lynn's heart sank as she sized up the competition in front of her in the waiting room of the Manitoba Teachers Federation. Every woman needed this one job in Oakland, desperately. Etta carefully pleated her skirt so the tattered edge wasn't so obvious. A young teacher across the hallway watched her, and when their eyes met, Etta saw sympathy there. Finally, Miss Little appeared in the hallway and called Etta in. Plastering a big, insincere smile on her face, Etta followed her into her office. Together, they sat down and reviewed the requirements for the position. "This job opening, this offer, is not the kindness you think it is." Miss Little fixed Etta with a fierce look of concern, cleared her throat, fidgeted with the pearls at her neck, blinked, and continued. "When Miss Ford left in a flood of tears, we chalked it up to the theory she was young and inexperienced. Now, Rose Ellis has disappeared, without a trace." Miss Little's voice dropped ominously. "All her belongings are still in Oakland, and the police can't find her."
"I'm sorry to hear that, but I have a family to feed."
Etta leaned forward and cut her off, her gaze locked with Miss Little's.
"I just admitted my mother to the hospital, and if I don't get this job, I can't afford her care."
Etta remembered a flood of guilty shame as the doctor said she should have sought treatment earlier for her mother's advanced pneumonia.
"My sister is 7 months pregnant. She lost her husband to the Spanish flu, and her pregnancy is delicate, but she still works as hard as she can to make ends meet. We have sold the house to pay for the doctor's bills."
Etta choked on the partial truth. Even now, she couldn't say the truth about the house. The house was bad enough, but selling all of her precious art supplies had broken Etta's heart. Whatever had compelled her to pick up a pencil and draw, or mix oils together to paint, had smoldered and died as the man at the pawn shop turned up his nose at the brushes and gave her an insulting price. That derisive sniff at the bristles caused something inside Etta to snap. As he bundled her paints and tossed them behind the counter, her spirit broke. Callie had held her hand tightly, murmuring that as soon as Mother was well, they wouldn't have to pay doctor's bills, and they would have enough to buy them back. Etta knew deep down they would never have enough. She had kept the letter of acceptance to the Toronto School of Art, a letter she had carried with her since before the war started, even though there was no possibility of school now.